This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
In 2019, the Department of Justice announced it prosecuted the highest number of immigrants entering the country illegally in more than 25 years. That year, over 25,000 immigrants were prosecuted for entering the country illegally a second time, a criminal offense. Now, legal challenges have been filed in Illinois and other states, arguing the illegal reentry law violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio spoke about this with Judith Miller, a law professor at the University of Chicago.
Can you tell us what is illegal reentry and how does it impact immigrants from certain countries more than others?
What the law does is it allows the government, the federal government, to criminally prosecute someone for returning to the United States after they've been previously removed. So it is not, in fact, a federal crime simply to be present in the United States without permission. This is what you commonly think of. Someone who comes to the United States under the specific terms of a visa, and then they overstay their visa. But in nearly all circumstances, that person has not broken a criminal law. The consequences of that distinction matter tremendously. If you break a criminal law, like illegal reentry, you can be sent to prison. Moreover, about 90% of people who overstay their visa are from outside Central America and Mexico. So the population of people who overstay their visas is proportionately much more white than the population of people who are illegal reentrants. But it is the illegal reentrants who are subject to the criminal penalty of being sent to prison.
There is a case in federal court in Illinois challenging illegal reentry using the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Can you help us understand this legal argument?
This case is part of a set of legal challenges that have been brought all around the country, arguing that the illegal reentry law is unconstitutional because it violates equal protection. It was enacted for a discriminatory purpose, and it today has a discriminatory effect. They point to the origins of the illegal reentry law in 1929. It was crafted for the purpose of criminalizing illegal reentry by Mexican or Latino migrant workers. Now, the government argues that the reenactments, when Congress essentially reenacted the same statute with minor amendments, their argument is that that, in essence, cures the taint, that it means that the law no longer has a discriminatory purpose because whatever purpose was involved in 1929 is no longer the purpose of the 1990 law, say. Obviously, I disagree with that. I think that simply reenacting a bigoted law without laying a non-bigoted foundation, the law still has a discriminatory purpose. So that's sort of part one of the argument. And then part two is what I said, discriminatory effect. Does this disparately impact Latinos or Mexicans or Mexican Americans? And the answer is yes.
So there's been similar cases in other federal courts and around the country. Is this a new trend? And why does it matter?
When you ask about sort of why is this happening, the answer to that in part is just public defenders and defense attorneys have to advocate for their clients. But the other reason why is that it's just very disturbing. Here we are all in court. People are being prosecuted for something, a crime that was made a crime for the purpose of discrimination. That's wrong. That's not something that any defense attorney I know wants to participate in. And now there's a way to challenge it and to say this shouldn't be a crime. This statute is racist or this statute is bigoted. And I think that that explains why people are bringing the challenge.
That was Judith Miller, law professor at the University of Chicago, talking with WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio. This is WBEZ.